This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Congressman Garamendi discusses nuclear weapons with U.S. military leaders. On August 13th, U.S. Congressman John Garamendi of California delivered a speech at the United States Strategic Command 2024 Strategic Deterrence Amidst Global Transformation Symposium, in which he asked, why? As in, why does America need nuclear weapons? And most importantly added, how do we deter in a way that ensures there is a tomorrow worth protecting? Must we continue a 50-year-old triad strategy without considering the alternatives? Why? Why are we stuck in a logic silo with the blast doors closed? While the focus of the speech was about why the Sentinel is a costly and dangerous mistake, he began by describing the efforts in 1985 of Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev, whom he called, quote, two cold warriors at the head of the world's largest nuclear arsenals, end quote. Garamendi acknowledged their declaration that, quote, nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. That declaration was regularly repeated and reaffirmed by the leaders of all five nuclear weapon states in 2022. This recognition should be the start and end of every conversation on nuclear weapons. Nevertheless, nuclear power since the advent of the Cold War instead seem to have concluded that deterrence requires more nuclear weapons of every kind than the adversary, but ignores the most important question: why? Leadership requires the rigorous use of that three-letter word, why. We must avoid blind adherence to yesterday's decisions. In today's discussion, that means asking what is sufficient for nuclear deterrence. Looking at past strategies and relying on past assumptions isn't enough. Old Cold War mentalities will create unacceptable costs, rob us of alternatives, and place us in even greater danger. Instead, we must think boldly and not repeat the problems of our history. So let us ask a foundational question. Why does America need nuclear weapons? Leaders like Reagan, JFK, Eisenhower, Carter, and Obama knew that nuclear weapons could end civilization, and with those heavy moral and ethical considerations in mind, negotiated significant safety measures and a serious reduction in nuclear weapons. These leaders demonstrated vision and commitment. They knew that war was not an option, so they had to create a vision for a safer future. Unfortunately, too many today shrug their shoulders and say the time for negotiations is not now, which brings us to yet another question. Why not try? Over the next 30 years, we will spend almost $2 trillion on our nuclear weapons. What if we spent just 1% on diplomatic and risk reduction efforts? This has been the CCNS News Update. To read Garamendi's full speech, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.